Great. Okay, as I move my body around to work out that back ache. So what we're talking about today, like I said, our title of the outline is Our New Age of Governmental Oversight 2015. And what really triggered me to do this was Manatech put out an article past week, March 23rd, and it's called Manatech Speaks Out Against Illegal Activity in the Dietary Supplements Industry. And most of you got that as a Manatech email. But I took it and I expanded it because it's such a great topic for us to know. And the title of this article of my Monday morning call could easily be how to respond to questions on Manatech's scientific validity and quality. So I really think this is more of a prospecting talk today, because if you're going to be great at closing people, you need to have some idea of how to respond to them or where to go to get the materials to respond to them when they start questioning either the nutritional supplement industry, the quality control. They read about the New York Attorney General case last January. All the things that are going on in publicity around this, or they want to know how do you know your products are quality? How do you know your products are proven? If people start questioning those kind of things because there's so much negative information out there about nutritional supplements because there's so many bad guys in the marketplace, you want to be able to support who we are. So I'm going to try to help you walk through that today, as well as highlight what actually is going on in the government, different departments of the government in regards to nutritional supplements. Okay, so it's a combination of both, but again, this is great information for all of you to have to move forward, to be best prepared to respond to some of the things happening in our society today. And so first of all, let's just look at the current situation of government oversight on nutritional supplement companies, of which we should be aware. And the United States DOJ recently made legal activity in the dietary supplement industries, including illegal manufacturing, misbranded products, all those kind of things, an issue of high priority in its consumer protection agenda. And there's an article out there, I gave you a reference to it. It's the Department of Justice. We have been fighting illegal activity in the dietary supplement industry high on our priority list. That's what they said. And they're looking at it, and they're really looking at four major areas that they're really aggressive in pursuing, both individuals and companies that illegally manufacture and sell, products. And one they're looking at is that there are a number of companies, okay, this is the first category, there are a number of companies that are putting in some of their products, they contain active pharmaceutical ingredients, oftentimes unbeknownst to the customers who purchase them. And in these products, most of those are being found in the athletic, enhancement products, but they could be found in other things, but that's the big category that they're attacking there. They're seeing a lot of them, like, the hormone things, the progesterone type things that are causing people to beef up their muscle mass and all those kind of things. So that's one of the areas that they're really going after in a huge way. And the other second category is products containing undeclared ingredients, and many of which are known allergens. And we saw some of this, and I'll talk about this a little later too. We saw some of this in the Attorney General from New York when they did their pursuit after ingredients in some of those products they researched under Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and GNC, where they found that 80% of the products they tested had zero of the ingredients listed on the label. 80% had zero, right? And instead they found things like peanuts and sourced peanuts and things like that that are clearly allergens that could cause real damage to people that weren't listed on the outside of the bottle. So that's another category that the DOJ is going after. The third category of products is many products are made in facilities that do not comply with good manufacturing practices, right? And those of us that have been around Manatech a long time, we remember back when Manatech kept saying, we not only meet, but we beat the GMPs of the nutritional industry. In fact, there are Manatech players, some of our science people, who actually participated historically in some of the formulation of those good manufacturing practices, and we go far and exceed that. And one of the reasons that we do is because our lead scientist, Dr. Bill McAnally, was a pharmaceutical doctor. He was in the pharmaceutical industry. So when he joined us back in 1994-95, he brought us to the table this demand to match pharmaceutical standards of testing, which is awesome that we have that. It's really incredible that a nutritional supplement has that kind of structure that was put in place. The other aspect of that was McAnally demanded this, you know, $3 to $6 million lab that we have. I mean, people that come through our lab, they look at it and they go, what the heck is this? I mean, they can hardly believe we have such sophisticated equipment in our lab. And that was all because McAnally demanded it in order to come on board with Manatech back in those early stages. So we are very sophisticated. Manatech is highly sophisticated in our scientific approach. We have the top, you know, scientific equipment in our laboratory. You know, in fact, that's why they talk about doctoral candidates coming through there and utilizing it. We open up our doors to that, to utilize some of this equipment. But all of this really because of Dr. Bill McAnally. But again, we far exceed those good manufacturing practices. But that's what the DOJ is going after, is companies that make these in their backyard or in their garage and things like that. Because it's crazy how people are entering this industry with all sorts of products that don't have much validity. And then the fourth category that they're after is products that, of course, make disease claims that are unsubstantiated. And we're more than familiar with that, right? So those are the four major categories that they listed in that regulatory article that came out. So they want to make sure, you know, the whole concept here is to protect consumers because that's the Consumer Protection Agency and the DOJ. They want to make sure that consumers of these products, they understand the heightened utilization of supplements in our industry, and we know that's only going to get greater, but we're also understanding that the market's going to get narrower and narrower. In other words, they're eliminating these bad guys out of the marketplace, and we want to make sure that consumers who purchase them know their products are safe and they'll deliver on their advertised promises. And trust me, I do a lot of overview of people. Like I just did one last week that took me, a woman was on 29 different supplements that had just started doing Manatech products, started on Manatech products. And I said, just send me your list. I'll be more than happy to review them for you. I'm not recommending any of you take that on as a sideline because you know, I've been involved with Manatech and in the nutritional industry now almost 20 years, so I have a tremendous amount of history, I have an intellectual intrigue, and I can, you know, decipher a lot of this very quickly because of my background in getting that certified nutrition degree from Texas Women's College. But this is not required of a Manatech associate, so don't even think about it, but I just love to do it because I love to support people, and it's a lot of time. It took me probably 6 hours plus just to review this woman's listing and give her recommendations on it. But it's what I'm bringing out is that there are a lot of different products out there that people take, and some of the products, if the person doesn't have tremendous discernment, some of these products are coming from companies that were formed 2 years ago, and the CEO is a web designer. No background in nutrition whatsoever. You follow? They just saw the burgeoning nutritional industry. They know the statistics. And if people are going to go into an industry where they feel like they can make a lot of money real fast and then bow out, they don't care if they get caught. The nutrition industry is one of those industries. And that's the sadness. And I see a lot of that. So those are hard things to research because you're not just researching products, but you're researching people, you know, digging into the Better Business Bureau and looking at the filings that the company made, who are the officers, you know, and I know the triggering points when I go to a company's webpage. I know what to look for immediately to see whether there's underlying validity because they're not going to publish that data. There are certain things that are always lacking on websites where there's not a lot of validity, and that's what I look for first. And then it gives me a huge red flag. So it's important for us to know that we love this. I mean, we love what's going on because it's going to help us eliminate the companies that aren't doing things properly. So by the way, and we gave you a reference to that DOJ article if you wanted to read it or get it in your own hands. It also was in Manatech's email they sent out. So the second thing, the criminal activities that they've already gone after, there's a Department of Justice Office of Public Affairs release that came out in 2015 that went through all the different, you know, it didn't tell us all 100 makers that they went after, but it did list a bunch of them. And, you know, you could go and, again, I gave you the reference to that article. I'm not telling you to spend a lot of time on that because there are a lot of things that might be, you know, over your head or you don't really care about all those kind of things. But, you know, they do name a bunch of companies in there that they went after. I didn't recognize that. Well, I think I recognized one company, but USP Labs, think USP, U.S. Pharmacopoeia, right? As a standard, there's USP Labs LLC was one of the companies, and they probably were able to get that because of the way they drafted it. They were allowed to use that term in their corporate name, which made people believe that it was like United States Pharmacopoeia somehow supported by that, right? And of course, it wasn't. It was a Dallas firm, and all the head guys like were in their 30s. These are young. One was 32, and you know all this kind of stuff. They're just basically kind of using this as a way to market their products, which don't have a lot of validity. There are huge criminal investigations, all sorts of things, shutting down these companies. But it was intriguing to read some of those things to see what they're doing. So those are some of the criminal activities that they went after. So they'll sue you. They'll go after you for criminal activities as long as, and I mean, as well as civil cases. They mentioned a bunch of civil cases as well against companies and what those were about. So if you're interested in looking at that, it just might give you an overview of some of the ones that they're, you know, going, some of the companies, and you might recognize some of the names. And then it also talked about some of the educational materials that people are using that were inappropriate as well. So it's just information, more information. If you care to look at it, it was insightful, and it's there for you for educational purposes, but it might be something that you may give a half an hour of your time just to be familiar with, but it's not something that you would necessarily recognize or use on a daily basis by any means, but just the idea that you become aware. You're in the nutritional supplement industry, so awareness of some of the things going on from a perspective of enforcement might be an important thing for you to consider doing. Okay? So that's basically the first part of the outline. Second, I said, how is Manatech responding to all this? Because we want to say, okay, so where is Manatech on all these issues? How do we stand out, you know, in comparison to these other companies? Obviously, we stand out in a huge way because we're all about legitimate, and I already reviewed with you, you know, the standards we set because of a lot of the things that Bill McAnally was responsible when he was with us, and it's super that we have that. But we definitely are in favor of the federal government being so aggressive against these you know, violations that are in the marketplace, because the more they attack these people, the smaller the funnel is. In fact, there was some statement made years back that they said there would be less than 100 manufacturers, I think there are thousands today, 100 manufacturers left, and they're going to control like 90% of, you know, they're going to be like about 10 that will control 90% of the marketplace in the nutrition industry once this information gets out and it's more highly enforced. So we're definitely behind the kind of enforcement activities that are going on and protectionism that's going on with this. We're not for the idea that they need to be regulated like drugs. You know, there's a different level of enforcement, but definitely the restrictions and the DOJ taking action against these illegitimate companies is definitely to our advantage. And Manatech believes in this because, of course, we're one of the responsible manufacturers. If we don't back this, of course, we're also saying that our company is at risk as well, because we don't want them to totally, you know, there was legislation that came across the federal government suggesting that that all nutritional supplements had to be approved by, could only be written prescriptions by doctors. Doctors would control nutritional supplement utilization, which would really be crazy, right? Think about how many businesses they'd be putting out of business if they did something like that, including Manitech. So we don't want that kind of legislation passing, but it's out there proposed. Trust me, the medical industrial complex is very powerful, and you know they want to be they're control freaks. They don't like people using natural ways of healing. So we definitely want to be in a position where we're saying, let's not let those things happen. So we are behind the fact that we want to get the safest and highest quality products in the marketplace, and there's information out there about the CEO of Natural Products Association. If you're not familiar with that, you might want to get familiar with Natural Products Association. They're encouraged by the department opening to industry collaboration, which is really important, that we're collaborating with the federal government in a lot of their activities in terms of regulation. And again, we're all for that. And there's a new piece on the website. I put this in under the second paragraph to help all of you. And if you're not familiar with it, I suggest you become familiar with it, because it's a great piece out there that you need to know about, because you're going to be working with healthcare practitioners, and it's not really new. It's a newly updated piece. It's been on the website before, but manitechscience.org under healthcare providers, there's a piece there. It's 5 pages long, and it says for healthcare providers. And some of you might go, well, Mary Jo, I don't work with healthcare providers. I don't know. If you're approaching people in the healthcare industry, whether they're doctors or they're integrative medical professionals, or they're, which would include like chiropractors and massage therapists, other people that are out there that are in this healthcare industry with us, helping with alternative health means, right? You want to be very familiar with this publication, because it's very useful for you to give to other people. You don't necessarily have to memorize it, know all of it, but it's a huge piece that you want to have available, because Manitech is saying we're ready and prepared to work with healthcare providers, whether they're medical doctors or they're, you know, alternative healthcare professionals. You know, we're ready. We want to be prepared. We want to be able to educate them. We want them to have all the best possible knowledge. So it's not about you and me as Manitech associates putting together quote-unquote packages for healthcare professionals. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I did that over the last 20 years being involved with Manitech, where people go, oh, Mary Jo, my doctor wants to know more. And we go, you know, we had a piece on what your doctors need to know about glyconutrients. You guys are familiar with that one, because that one's been used quite a bit. But that just talks about Ambertose. What about the company overall, and what our standards are in manufacturing, and our standards in terms of kosher, and our standards in terms of, all the testing that we've done on our products? And that's in this for healthcare provider piece. So you want to be very, you know, familiar with it and be able to tackle it, you know, tap into it every single time you're working with a healthcare provider. It's a great piece to include in your package to them, or give them the reference to it, which I have in the outline under 2D. You can see that reference there. But I would go there and you know, look at that, and again, be familiar with it, understand the importance of some of the information in there. We're going to talk later about kosher certification and the importance of that, but that's also listed in there, what all of our products that are kosher certified, that's really important. And some of you think, well, that's just important for people who are Jewish, who want to have kosher certified. And I go, no, it's important for a lot of other reasons, and we'll discuss that. But it's great to have that information available at your fingertips when you're working with healthcare providers or anyone that's sophisticated in the healthcare industry, in the nutritional supplement industry, because most companies don't have a page for healthcare providers, because they can't validate the science and their products, and they haven't spent the millions of dollars in the research and also all of the background to make sure their products qualify for all of these standards that Manitech has. And that's something to be very proud of, that we're part of a company that has that kind of sophistication. And why do we have that and other companies don't have it? Well, one of the big reasons is a lot of the nutritional supplement companies haven't been around for 20-plus years, and Manitech has. And that just tells you the depth of support that it has for the products. And that's why when you jump on board and you get on board with a company that just is brand new and came out with a brand new product, you're at high risk. You're at high risk. Because there's not enough science studies, independent third-party studies, human, there's no kosher certification. All these different qualifications that we meet, NSF certifications, all these things that we meet, they can't because they're brand new. They just started a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. This complete background that Manitech has with all these certifications and qualifications and testing doesn't exist in probably 99.9% of the companies out there marketing nutritional supplements. So understand what you have with Manitech. It is off the charts important for you to get that and for you to understand why you want that when you're out there marketing products. So how do we respond to public when they bring this kind of behavior up? And you know, again, you always want to, when people talk to you when you're marketing out there and they talk about, oh, the nutritional supplement, I saw this ad or I saw this company or this company is garbage or, you know, we can't trust. And you go, wow, you know what? You're absolutely right. You should have that attitude because there's a prevalence of people that are making products in their backyard and in their garage that are selling it in the marketplace. But that's why you want to be associated with a company like Manitech. And here's the background. So you want to be very much, in terms of your defensive posture, shouldn't be defending the industry as much as you're defending Manitech, because we still have these companies, bogus companies that are popping up. But support them with, hey, there's a massive undertow going on with the Department of Justice, blah, blah, blah. And they're putting a ton of these companies out of business. In fact, they filed criminal cases, civil cases over 100 makers last year. You can talk about this language and how proud you are to be a part of Manitech because of what we have compared to what these other companies don't have. And last year I did a talk, I think I brought it up, I'm not sure I did a whole Monday call on it, but in January, remember when the New York Attorney General in January or February of 2015 came up with attacking Walmart, Walgreens, GNC, and Target, right? I guess we lost Target on our outline. Sorry, people, the outline's been revamped and words keep falling off. There's a fourth company called Target that was part of that. And what happened in there, I gave you a reference to the article so you can go back and look at that article. But they researched a bunch of their top-selling brands at these four different retailers, national retailers, GNC. And they found that 4 out of 5 of the products did not contain any of the herbs listed on their labels. And a lot of them that not only did they not contain the herbs, but they often contain, this is quote-unquote out of the article, little more than cheap fillers like powdered rice, asparagus, and house plants. So, yes, we get it that there's a lot of quality control issues out there in this arena. So mislabeling, contamination, and false advertising all were claims they were making against these companies because of the quantity that was found that was so poor, right, in terms of fraud in the industry. So it's a great article to read if you haven't read that one. And again, we reviewed it in the past. But it's prevalent in our industry. And then the Department of Justice release that I highlighted it under one above in our outline, you can review that as well to talk about it. But how do we respond? Dr. Nugent, I put his quote in there. In the last decade, MedTech has spent tens of millions of dollars in research and development, seeking ways to best leverage its glyconutrient technology, right? We put forth every effort to demand quality and delivery, what we promise, so that our customers and consumers all over the world can rest assured that our products are safe. And so that's who we are. And it's not just a statement. Again, go back to the four healthcare providers piece and look at all the different testings that we've done. And so you've got the support behind that instead of just a quote. You've got the physical support that you can prove to people what we've done. So, and of course, the rest of our efforts, I put that in the outline as well. So you can quote that. Intensive industry standard testing, clinical research, and valid, effective science-backed products. That's what we have. Valid, effective science-backed products. That's great languaging. In fact, you should take a highlighter. That should be coming out of your mouth when you talk about MedTech with other people. We have valid, effective, and science-backed products with strong health and wellness benefits. I love that quote. It's a great one. So everybody highlight that. 3C in the outline, or 3B in the outline. Highlight that. And then, you know, the other great quote that comes from Medela, Dr. Medela, who's, you know, our director of clinical research, great guy. He says, MedTech stands behind every product we make, and we go the extra mile to ensure that our customers and their families receive only the best products possible. We conduct clinical studies with universities and CROs, not because we're required to, but because it's the right thing to do. Isn't that a wonderful statement? We do it because it's the right thing to do. And those things cost us millions of dollars. I mean, those aren't cheap to do all those studies. And they're doing it because it is the right thing to do. And the CROs, by the way, are contract research organizations. That's what CRO stands for, if you're not familiar with that languaging. And then MedTech's quality assurance program complies with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's current good manufacturing practices for dietary supplements. And many of MedTech's core products are certified by NSF International. So you want to know that, NSF International. And again, where do you find which ones are certified by NSF International? We are going to find that once again on the for healthcare providers, that piece that's on MedTechScience.org. You're going to find that. And those, the ones that are certified, NSF certified, are the Advanced Amber Toast, the AO, the Optimal Support Packets, so that's all of our OSP, which is the Phytomatrix AO and Plus. The Phytomatrix caplets come part of that. Bounce Back is also certified NSF, by NSF, and the omega-3s is vitamin D3. So basically what you're looking at is all of our Amber Toast, our OSP, and the three products included in there, Bounce Back and omega-3. So those are all of our NSF certified. Now, someone might say, well, Mary Jo, why isn't MedTech getting NSF certification for all of our products? Because it's very, very expensive to do that. And so they stuck to what are our top selling products in our whole product line. And that's, they went after that for NSF certification. So, okay. And then, so that's great, so that we have this NSF certification and make that investment in it. And I remember, just to give you some reference to NSF certification, when I was early on in my career with MedTech, I was going out and approaching health food stores and getting them on board with us to carry our products. And I found probably of maybe, I don't know, I might have approached 50 to 75 different health food stores in that time period that I was very, you know, focused on that. I probably found at least a half dozen to a dozen people that were running those stores and had been for years, because a lot of health store owners, especially the good ones, have been in the field and their families have been running their stores for years. They're just convicted, because people who run health food stores typically don't make very much money. So it's their passion in their heart that keeps them going. And so, I found that probably a half dozen to a dozen of them that asked me, are our products NSF certified? And back then, 15 years ago or 18 years ago, they weren't. So I didn't even know what NSF meant. I mean, I sat there. I remember the first time they said that. And I sent an email out to Manatech, and I bugged them a few times about NSF certification back then, because if it was important to a health, you know, a health store owner who's been in the industry for 50 years, I thought it should be important to us. And I was so thankful when they finally did get their NSF certification program going. So just know that that's huge in the industry. And you're not going to find a lot of people who do it, because they're living, you know, on a, they either put money in their pockets versus money to support the validity of their products in the marketplace. So NSF certification is huge. And one of the things that they say about it, I think it, they said something, it's the only NSF certification is the, where did I read that? I'm trying to find that for you guys once again. It was something about, and I didn't realize this, I thought, because somebody told me they were certified by some other company, and I never researched that, and I should have. But the concept that NSF was the only company out there, NSF certification, the only American national standard, here it is, NSF certified, is the only American national standard for dietary supplements. This certification ensures that this product contains only the ingredients indicated on the label and is free of impurities, and that good manufacturing practices, right, have been undertaken in the production. So they're validating GMPs, and they're saying that the product contains only the ingredients and free of any kind of outside, you know, impurities. So only the ingredients on the label, free of any impurities, and manufactured consistent with GMPs. So you've got an independent third party certifying that, which is important. And that's why you can say to people, I would never even touch this. I tell people today, I wouldn't take products that aren't NSF certified. I mean, I want a I want a company to give me that validation. So So Manatech's Quality Assurance Program, U.S. Food and Drug, Good Manufacturing Practices, NSF certified. Manatech includes a 180-day money-back guarantee on its products. That's huge, and we all use that frequently in our discussions with people. The claims are based on product substantiation by standard operating procedure that ensures the support that they're supported by our valid science. And another quote that came out of the article Manatech put out was, our products comply with many international regulatory agencies such as Health Canada, TGA in Australia, KFDA in Korea, COFEPRIS in Mexico, INVIMA in Colombia. So all we're complying with a lot of different international regulatory agencies, which is, again, critically important that we spend the time and energy and legal work and energy and effort behind it to have this kind of support. So we want to be a global supplier of wellness solutions, and that's why we make that decision. We also recognize the importance of the value of kosher certification in its products. And the list of kosher products are almost identical to the list of NSF certification, except we also have Osaline powder that's kosher, in addition to our four core products, which is Ambertose, AO, the Plus, and the Phytomatrix, right? All of those. And the Phytolol capsules are also kosher. And why kosher is not, is more than just clean from a Jewish perspective in terms of, it's become synonymous with food and dietary supplement accountability, quality, and safety, right? Because it complies with the strict policy of kosher food laws, which include cleanliness, purity, and quality. So it's more than just the word kind of kosher mean clean. It goes to purity, quality, all these other standards. So kosher qualification is something we should be, again, another standard we can be proud of at Manatech. The Manatech's glyconutrient technology sets a gold standard in the industry, and we know about these things. These are common things that we quote a lot. 17 human clinical trials have been published, 13 of which were double-blind placebo-controlled studies, kind of gold standard for product validation. And, you know, Manatech has obviously put the most attention behind their glyconutrient technology, because our glyconutrient technology is what really separates us out above and beyond anyone else in the field, that we have that. Not that our other commitments to quality aren't off the charts, critical, important, but no one else has glyconutrient technology. So, and we received, you know, by 2016, we reached 117 patents in major global markets issued. And, of course, that number changes every day. So who knows if I'm updated right through today, Monday at 11 o'clock, you know, time here. And there are few, if any, you know, nutritional supplement companies that meet our 100-plus patents. In fact, when they did the research on this, they found that when we had reached 100 patents, the only other company that was even close was Shaklee with 46. Now, that's not even half the number we have, right? So that gives you some idea. And then the third-place company had like 4. So most companies don't even have patents. And when I was doing my research, I went back in last September and did research of like 10 of the top-selling products in the marketplace, you know, like Juice Plus and Shaklee and all these stuff. And I found that a couple of the companies were alleging patents, but there was no patent information on their website. Or number two, their patent, as I dug deeper, I found out it was on their packaging. Now, who cares about having a patent on your box? Because you and I aren't eating the box, right? We're eating the product. But just look at the fraud they commit to try to represent somehow the quality of their products that they're patented by mentioning they have a patent and it's on their packaging. So this is a huge accomplishment of Manitech, and it's not inexpensive because every patent application process is very costly, but Manitech made the dedication to the time and energy and dedication because we take pride in the value and the quality of our products, right? We want to be the best. We want to be able to represent the best, and that's why Manitech puts all that time and energy into that, you know, the uniqueness of our products, the highest and top quality of our wellness technology. So, and we also are wanting to protect our uniqueness of our technologies as well. That's why they've pursued this process. And then finally in the outline, I talk about industry's example, Manitech. And I gave the Dr. Nugent quote skincare products for its customers around the world. That's by Dr. Nugent. And being familiar with Manitech's scientific website, manitechscience.org, for prospects, customers, and independent sales associates, important for us to be able to read about the clinical trial studies, the product safety and efficacy. All of our clinical trial studies are published there. You can read them. They're available. It's a lot of information. I'm not suggesting any given associate do that. But we know that they're available. And before Manitech had this site, I used to carry around with me a book. I still have it, a 3-ring binder that has copies of all these studies and an outline of all the studies by category, you know, whether it's about the immune system, whether it's about whatever it is. So I titled mine Manitech Inc. Real Food Technology Solutions, The Science Behind the Products, and I put a big cover sheet on the front of it. And that's a great little booklet, but again, I don't use that anymore when I travel around because we have access to all of that on the internet. So you don't want to use something like that. None of you in this call needs to use anything like that because the data is at the fingertips of anyone interested in pursuing it. So it's not about you being educated and understanding the itty-bitty parts of every one of those studies. If you spend the time and energy doing that, you're wasting time because the reality is there are people out there that need to hear from you today about the quality of the products, how they have the importance, the impact, and totally transform people's lives. And if people want to research it, here's the research. This is what we have. We have 20 years plus experience in this industry with over $50 million spent in all these different categories to make sure you get the safest and the highest quality products for your health and wellness. And on top of all of that, why don't you just give it 6 months? If you're not happy with your results, there's a 100% money-back guarantee. I mean, we couldn't have a better position in the field of marketing products than we do with Manitech. No other company has that. None. And yet, for some reason, we want to sit back and whine about what we don't have, or we want to complain that no one wants to listen to us, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe it's because you're not walking into each and every single one of those meetings with people knowing what you should know about what we have that totally differentiates us from everyone else in the industry. Truly, you are set apart from the rest of the industry with what we have. and the sophistication we have behind our products. So know that and be strong when you go out there. So I added at the end that you need to look at the pages on manatechscience.org under resources, because there are a lot of additional resources there that I didn't even know some of these things existed. Lydia showed them to me this morning when I was finishing off this report, so I tacked them on at the end because I think they're really cool. For those of us who've been around for a long time, first of all, there's the four healthcare providers. We've talked about that extensively through the call, and I think all of you should print that off and read it, because it doesn't take a long time to read it, but be familiar with it so that you can talk the language. You don't have to recite it. You just need to know about kosher certification. You need to know about NSF. You need to know these things, and know them and know them and know them. And know them inside your heart, because it'll help build your confidence in you going out and sharing this on a daily basis. In fact, hopefully it'll light a fire under you to go out and share it more because of what you know about the quality of our products, right? And then the other thing it has in there is some interesting information. It has a Manatech report card, which talks about the industry standards. In other words, what is the Council for Responsible Nutrition? And they talk about doing a report card on companies. What are the CRN tips about looking for nutritional supplements? And then there's Manatech's performance with respect to those tips. And when you review this report card, you're going to see Manatech's getting an A-plus in every category. And so you might want to look at Manatech's dietary supplement report card. That's a great piece for you as well to build more validation and support for these products. The second thing is, you know, I remember, how many of you have been around Manatech for 20-plus years? You remember glycoscience pieces? We used to have glycoscience pieces on, like, tons of different diseases. You guys remember those things? Oh, non-compliance, you know, of course. But nonetheless, we didn't, you know, the company didn't know they were not, they didn't put them out there with any knowledge that they, or felt that they were non-compliant at the time. But when the Texas AG came through in 2006, 2007, of course, we were highlighted the fact. They immediately took those off of web pages. But they redid them. So they took the initial piece that McAnally did, Introduction to Glyconutritionals, and I suspect they took out parts that were non-compliant out of it and just left the remainder. But it looks almost identical to the piece. So I'm just suggesting that you go on there, Introduction to Glyconutritionals. What a great piece. I didn't even know that existed, and probably I'm the one that's in the dark in this, but the redo of McAnally's Introduction to Glyconutritionals, for those of you who are new and didn't know about this piece in the past, definitely go back and look at that website, manatechscience.org, and look at McAnally's Introduction to Glyconutritionals. It's a super piece. I mean, it's really a great piece, and it can help people that want to really understand those eight necessary saccharides, right? That they're essential for glycoprotein synthesis. So you can look at that. And then they did a Glyconutritionals Revisited. So that piece was a remake of McAnally's original from 2000. And then they did a redo of it in 2015. So both of those are available for you as well. And then you also have the piece that's Manatech's Global Commitment to Quality Products. So all of those are very useful tools for you. Not that you would give them to the average consumer, but have them available for people that do question that because of this upsurge in overview by the federal government, by the different agencies to have more oversight on nutritional product and the nutritional arena. We have 100% backing on the quality and the assurance of our products having that quality and the good manufacturing practices, meeting all of those things at our fingertips. We just need to know that we have them and we know how to use them. So I'm just highlighting that in today's call today to make sure all of you understand that and can be better positioned to be able to respond to people and to be able to represent our products in a better way than perhaps you've been doing historically. And again, I'm not suggesting that you sit down with brand new people that you're sharing with and overwhelm them with all this data, but have it at your fingertips and have the knowledge in your head. If it comes up, if you want to just give another one-sentence statement supporting the sophistication of the research and development and the quality control that this company has compared to those in the industry. You have that information readily available, right? Okay, everybody, that's all I have for today. Any questions, any issues, and is this helpful to you guys? I'm telling you, I give this talk and all I do is get more pumped up and go, what am I doing sitting here talking on a Monday call when I can be out there sharing this phenomenal news with the world, right? Hello.
Thank you so much. This is very helpful and good reminder that we've got manatechscience.org out there, that we should be revisiting that periodically.
Right.
I'm a nurse, and I love the science, and when I talk with people that are scientific and they want some information, this is where I need to be getting my stuff. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For the reminder.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Great.
Thank you.
I agree. You're wonderful.
Thank you, doll. See you in a yes.
I noticed that on Facebook recently, Miracle Oil has an article that is absolutely full of non-compliant health claims.
So Miracle, what is it?
Miracle Oils.
Miracle Oils. Oh, there are plenty. The oil, that company will be nailed. Miracle Essential Oils Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be hit up. It happens. They're all over the place. The essential oil companies are coming out of the woodwork these days, if you haven't noticed. I mean,
yeah.
Young Living is a big one, but they got slapped. A lot of them got hit up a year ago or a year and a half ago. I think it was 2014, fall of 2014 is when they got annihilated by. I mean, they didn't file a lawsuit. They just were put on a warning, and they gave them like 90 days to clean it up. And they had to revamp their entire websites. They spent all of the year 2015 working with the associates in the field. They took back all the books. They used to publish books. No kidding. Young Living, some of you might be familiar with Young Living. But these guys had books, like 40-page books that went through every disease condition and what oils to use for every disease condition, right? Oh, they were the most non-compliant stuff you've ever seen in your life. Well, you know, they got annihilated. So they had to take all that. They had to retrain all their associates. They can't move people. Because how do you sell essential oils? Somebody tell me how you market essential oils. Now, we have essential oils. But how do you market them? I mean, almost every essential oil out there is done for the purpose of meeting a sickness or illness, right? Now, you could talk about, hey, put this in your diffuser and just the aroma. And Manatech has given us some language with some of our essential oils so that we can make sure we don't talk about diseases. But the reason they have 101 essential oils for 101 different maladies, because that's what they were used for in the past. So the problem is, how do you take that whole industry and make it, what, now compliant? That's tough. That's a tough thing for them to do. We're experts on compliant language, so we're in a great position to be able to manage that. But yeah, but Miracle Oils will be the next one to get whacked. So thanks, though, Dorothy. Anyone else? And I hear we got some new oils coming out at Manifest, and we have a breakthrough coming out at Manifest as well in the oil arena. So for those of you that are going to be there, yoo-hoo, you will get tremendous new information, and I can't wait. I'm really excited about what's coming out. So, okay. All right, everybody. Have a good one. Have a great week. And, again, can't wait to see a bunch of you and get hugs at Manifest. But those of you not coming, I'm sending you hugs across the phone lines. Okay. Bye, everybody.